Kia ora e te whānau, welcome back to the Māori Millennial Podcast. I'm your host, Te Kahu Kurabuenton, and I started this podcast as part of my mission to bridge the wealth gap. I have not cracked it yet, but I'm here to share the highs, the lows of my journey and bring in the experts to fill in the gaps. If you've been here before, know my hoki mai, and if you are new here, then welcome to the show. Today I'm going to be talking about how you can use social media to make money. Now, what do I know about this? I have made multi-six figures through my business, which has literally started because of social media, and I started my business in 2022, and I started off by just sharing content about my life and my journey with Pūtea and everything like that. And so today I'm just here to collapse some timelines for you and share some of the lessons that I wish I knew right at the beginning of this journey. And yeah, I'm just going to run you through the lessons. I've got 10 of them for you all. So we're going to start off with number one, and this is building your core purpose, your core message, your core reason why you are on social media. People love an idea, a purpose, a mission. People love connecting to that. So as an example, my mission on the internet is to bridge the wealth gap by creating accessible resources about financial literacy and about money and about mindset and about all of these things. And I take a very holistic approach, and that's like my core differentiator between me and then other people on the internet who talk so like specifically about money and that's it. You can be whoever you want to be. If you want to like start talking about, I don't know, I used this in our last podcast episode, an example about hair care, but say for example you sell like a cream that keeps your hair curly or whatever it is, right? You could be the differentiator that says that like healing your nervous system helps your hair. I don't know, like I'm just making stuff up, but like you can be different, you can be unique, but what's important is that it's clear what you do on the internet and what your purpose is. People talk about niching down, and I think this is a very like Western whakaaro, because when we think about things from an Indigenous perspective, things are so multifaceted. Things, you know, aren't just like so single, narrow-minded. We have different parts of this, these different causes. There's just accumulation of different things that go into the results that happen in life. And so in my journey, I think it's important to have this holistic approach, which is why I keep it very holistic. But my message here is, decide what your core purpose on the internet is. You could be just sharing your life and that's it. Then that's your core purpose, is you and your life and sharing. Maybe it's about mental health. Maybe it's about physical health. Maybe it's about balancing life as a caregiver. Decide what you want to do and then create content that speaks to that. Obviously, there's so much room to bring other things into this, but have a core message, have a core purpose. Number two is bring people along the journey with you. People love failure and vulnerability far more than they love success. So if you are willing to be vulnerable and share your learnings, your mistakes, people love that. And as an example, I have, as you will know if you follow me on social media, I have tried 75 hard, like literally a million times. And every single time that I've failed it, I've made a video saying I failed 75 hard. And those videos, they will get like 100,000 views, 150,000 views. Whereas every single other day of the challenge, when I've made a vlog about my day and succeeding at the challenge, literally no one cares. They'll get like 1,000 views, 2,000 views. Literally no one cares, because people don't really tend to care about success. They love the failure more. And that's not all the time, because I've also created content like I hate gatekeeping, this is how I built a six-figure business, where I hate gatekeeping, this is how I lost weight. You know, I've shared success content and that's still got an engagement, but what I've found is that content that specifically speaks to my failures, it gets a lot of engagement. And that's because people can connect with that. People can connect with you failing more than they can connect with you succeeding, because they can see more of themselves in the failure type content. You know what I'm saying? It's more relatable. And so bring people along the journey with you. Now, you may not be failing something every single day, and so you're going to be like, what am I going to do? You can bring up past failures, past mistakes. You can talk about your biggest lessons and, you know, things like that, and just bring people along the journey with you. People love learning with you. And so that's my whole thing with Māori Millennials, that I'm not a millennial yet, but I'm sharing the journey of getting there, and people can resonate with that because they can see that you're trying, they can see that you're giving things a go, they can see that you also haven't cracked it yet and you're just literally just doing your best. And so people love that. So bring people along the journey with you. Number three is post consistently. So many people find it super hard to consistently show up on social media. And one of the things that I would really recommend doing is batch creating content. When you batch create content, it's so much easier than, like, if you've, say, for example, on Instagram, I post two times almost every day. On TikTok, I'm actually posting like between 5 and 10 posts on TikTok a day, which is crazy, but I'm just trying this new strategy that I've seen and just seeing how it works. But how I'm able to do that is I just literally every single time that I'm working, which is most days, I don't usually work the weekends, but I'll sit here and I'll just batch create some content, and I am driven by the comments that I get, the messages that I get, and that means that I'm actually speaking directly to my audience. Whatever they're coming to me with, I can, whatever I'm working on in my business, I can kind of like morph them together with what they're wanting and what I'm working on, things like that. But post consistently, learn from what flops and what succeeds, and keep doing what succeeds and stop doing what doesn't. It's simple. It's nothing, it's not rocket science, but people don't do that. The other thing too, in this consistency piece, is not every single post is going to do amazing. And that's amazing, you know, because a lot of people, they go, oh my gosh, only 200 people saw my TikTok. Imagine 200 people came to your house and watched you talk for 30 seconds. You would be calling the police. You'd be like, why are all these people here? Yet when it's on TikTok, you're like, oh my gosh, only 200 people. 200 people. Like, that's crazy. And I also want to say, if you're posting the right content, you don't have to have masses and masses of views, because the conversion rate will be higher. I don't know what you're out here selling on social media, but if you're creating the right content, it does not have to be seen by millions of people in order for you to be making money. So don't just focus on viral content. Focus on content that actually helps people and actually solves a purpose. And I'm actually, this isn't even in my list, but I'm actually just going to add this. So we're going to have 11 ways to use social media. And that is, I'm going to add number 4, which is create content that actually helps people. Create content that actually solves a purpose. Create content that actually, I'm literally just adding this to my notes because I want to keep this so I can create some content about this. And that's the other thing. Oh my gosh, I need another point, which is recycling content. So like, whatever, if you create a podcast, or if you create a reel, or if you create a carousel, can you recycle this and create a different format of content from that same piece of content? So create content that helps people. So what I mean by this is, like, literally think about your ideal client. What are the problems that they're going through, and how can you help them with that? Like, it's not that hard. Like, for example, if you sell a rongoā balm that helps people with eczema, can you also create content about foods that help with eczema? Can you create content that talks about what laundry products help with eczema? What, like, can you create all of your content around that person and that ideal client? What kind of content do they need in their life? What's going to help them? What's going to keep them building trust from you and then coming back to you for more? It's not rocket science. It's just, it's hard to consistently do over a long period of time, and that's why people don't do it. Recycling content. You do not have to come up with a new idea every single day, every single hour. You just, like, you can literally create, I create, so I want to share just like behind the scene insights into things. I trialed this thing on Instagram where I posted unpopular things that we should normalize or something like that. And it was like a carousel of some things, and it was like, you know, saving a safety net, saying no if you can't afford things. Like, just, I just had this idea and I was like, let's just run with it. I noticed that it didn't go viral, but it did get a bit of engagement, more than some other posts. And so I was like, okay, let's try this again with some different things, maybe some a bit more controversial. And so I did another one in the same format as a carousel, but then I also did one as a reel. So I did a video and I was like, I think these are some unpopular things we should normalize. And on Facebook, it did really well. Like, it got like 700 likes or something, and all these comments and people having fights in the comments. And that's the other thing. Like, the content that pops off is when people are arguing in the comments, because then they, oh my gosh, it's just hilarious. Anyways, so I did that. And then now I'm reusing that same idea over and over and over again until people get literally sick of it. So I just recorded another one. And the reason why is because if it does well once, it's more than likely going to do well again. That doesn't mean to say the exact same thing. You can literally just have the same concept. So I did another one and I was like, unpopular things we should normalize. They were all different things from the first video, but it's only just posted, so I don't know how it's going to perform. But it's like reusing the same. You don't have to come up with the same ideas or new ideas all the time. Just reuse the same ones. I don't know what number we're at. Number six, I think. Number six, because I've added all these new ones. Number six is to use ManyChat to automate sales. So ManyChat is like a, I don't know what it's called, an app, a website that automates messages. So you know when people comment things like, they'll say, comment blah, 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 and I'll send you the link for this thing. There's a app called ManyChat which will automatically do this for you. So what this means is that not only are you getting the engagement of all these comments on your post, and then that's driving more traffic to this post, but you're also able to send them something. Now, you can send them free things. Like, I do one for my podcast sometimes, and it's like, comment da-da-da, and I'll send you the link for the podcast. That's called a lead magnet. So people are listening to this free thing. They're getting something valuable from it. They're building trust with you. You can also use it to sell things to people. So you can say, comment da-da-da, and I'll send you the link for da-da-da-da-da-da. You know what I'm saying? So it just makes it so easy, because so that you're not manually sitting there responding. People can comment at midnight when I'm asleep having my beautiful dreams, and then ManyChat will automatically send it to them. Now, ManyChat isn't free, but I think it's an investment worthwhile in my business, because I'm able to make money from the sales that are generated through ManyChat automatically doing this for me. Now, time is one of the most beautiful assets in business, and so if you can do things without requiring your time, do that. But I didn't know how to set ManyChat up for a while. There was like a problem in the back end where it's too long to go into it. But basically, I couldn't set up ManyChat for quite a while. And I did this through another launch, and there were hundreds of comments of people commenting to get details for something. And I manually did this. It would take me an hour, sometimes 2 hours. And I was doing this every single day, manually doing it. And that's just on an audience of like, I think probably had like 20,000 followers on Instagram at that point. Maybe 20,000 on TikTok. But if you're just getting started and you're only getting like 3 comments a day, do it yourself if you don't want to pay for it. But, you know, I'm going off on a tangent. Use ManyChat. It's helpful. Number 7 is collaborate with others. When you collaborate with others, you're also, and what I mean by that is like create some content with other people, you know, work with other people. You're also, and you can post them as collaborator posts. So you're not only getting posted out to your audience, but also to their audience. And so their audience might follow you. They might see the content and they'll be like, oh my gosh, this is cool. I want to follow this girl. So when you collaborate with others, you're basically both getting something out of it. Try find people with a bigger audience than you or with a similar size audience than you. And you're going to be able to just like maximize your returns on that. But that can be really helpful. Don't be shy. Just message people. And if it aligns some way, then they might want to collaborate with you. Be intentional about this. So like I, for example, wouldn't collaborate with someone who is just the complete opposite of, you know, maybe I, no, I don't, no, I wouldn't. You want to find someone who's like in a similar space as you. So if you guys both talk about mental health, then like collaborate. If you both are into fitness and stuff, collaborate. I've had some people and just completely different niches to me want to collaborate with me, and also like people with very different audiences. And that's just something that I don't really want to do. It's not my, I only have a limited amount of time in a day, and I'm not gonna spend that to collaborate with a misaligned kind of thing. So be intentional about who you ask to collaborate with. Not everyone's interested in it, and also at a different stage in business, it might not be something that is a priority. So when I first started, collaborations were huge for me. Like I would made a conscious effort to do as many as I could, whereas now it's not something I really focus on that much. Number 8 is getting media attention. Media attention puts your business, whatever you're doing, out to a different audience, and that can be really helpful for a number of things. But one, I found that whenever I have media attention, I get an influx of opportunities to like speak at events or to do things that are different to what my like social media audience is. And this is usually because there's often a older demographic that goes out to, but also people with a bit more, I guess, resourcing to support the vision or whatever. So like on social media, I can have a video go viral and then lots of people asking me questions about like, hey, I'm in debt, I need help with da 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 da. Whereas if I get a spot on like Seven Sharp, then I'm going to get a lot of people who host events reach out, and you know what I'm saying? So it's like a different type of attention, but it can help your business in a different way. Number 9 is actually selling an offer. If you want to use social media to make money, you've actually got to have an offer. Creating an offer is a whole different conversation, but you've got to have an offer to sell. And you've got to talk about it over and over and over again. People get shy. People get scared about this. They don't want to come across as salesy. But I can promise you now, a million people don't know about what you're talking about. The people who follow you don't even know what you're talking about, because not everyone in your audience watches every single post that you post. A lot of people miss a lot of stuff. I was with my cousin one time, and she likes every single post that she sees that pops up on her For You page or whatever. She will like it. She will comment on it, whatever. Now, I was having this conversation with her, and I was showing her something on my profile, and she was like, oh my gosh, I haven't seen all of these posts. And I was like, that's funny, because I see you liking my stuff. And she was like, yeah, I liked every single one that comes up on her whatever For You page. And that's just like real evidence that you can be posting, not everyone in your audience sees it, even your biggest fans. So if you've got an offer and you think that you've talked about it enough, you haven't. Talk about it again, because chances are most of your audience still doesn't know about it. Number 10 is repeat the same lessons. As I said, people aren't actually listening or watching. They forget stuff. Have the same stuff on cycle, on repeat. Number 11, don't worry about... I was trying to read my own writing, and this is literally on a computer, which is so bad, but it looked like it said, don't worry about athletics. And I was like, what the hell is this? Don't worry about aesthetics, just post. So if you go on my page, it's literally like mishmash slop. Like, it's not the prettiest page, but I honestly don't care, because I'm like, I'm here for a copa part and I'm here for a purpose. So what it looks like isn't that important to me. What matters is like the value in the content, the engagement, the like, am I actually helping people? Because you can have a very pretty page that's actually useless. So don't spend all of your time focusing on, oh, does this look pretty? Does this look good? Just post. Number 12, which is my last lesson, is do not fear. People will hate. People will be mean. People will not like what you post. People will send their posts to their friends and laugh about you. People who you went to high school with will like send it to the group chat and be ha ha ha, you know? And it's like, I actually take that back. Not do not fear, fear, feel the fear, embrace the fear, but don't let it stop you from taking action, because everyone experiences it. Every single person who does something great, they fear, they have this fear. But the people who are able to create something incredible are the ones who take actions regardless of the fear that they are experiencing. That is us for these lessons. I'm just going to quickly recap it. Build your core purpose. Make it known to everyone what your purpose is. Number 2, bring people along the journey with you. People love failure. They love vulnerability. Number 3, post consistently. Learn from what flops and what succeeds. Keep doing what succeeds. Stop doing what doesn't. Number 4, create content that actually helps people. Number 5, recycle content. Number 6, use ManyChat to automate sales. Number 7, collaborate with others. Number 8, get media attention. Did I already say that? Number 9, sell your offer. Number 10, repeat the same lessons over and over and over again. Number 11, don't worry about aesthetics, just post. Number 12, feel your fear, but do it anyway. If you have any questions or podcast requests, please send me a DM over on Instagram, because I would love to record an episode on something that is really going to help you. And lastly, I am on a mission to grow this podcast and to have it reach as many people as humanly possible. So if you could share this podcast on your story and tag me, it would honestly mean the world to me. That's my mission, is to help as many people as possible. So that is only possible if you share this with a friend, share it on your story. I absolutely love seeing your guys' stories. But yeah, that is us for today's podcast episode, E Te Whanau. As always, the Māori Millennial Disclaimer applies. I'm not a qualified financial advisor, and the information provided is not financial advice and is for general informational purposes only. That is us for today. I hope you have an incredible day, and I will talk to you all again in our next podcast episode. Māori ora, E Te Whanau.